Let's be honest. When someone sells their home, they rarely say, "Oh yes, we chose that agency because we absolutely love the corporate branding." Real estate agencies spend millions building logos, offices, signage. Meanwhile, the actual customer decision is usually based on one human, the agent. So what happens when every agent is building their own personal brand, running their own marketing? At what point does the agency stop becoming one brand and start becoming a collection of competing mini brands wearing the same colours? So today, we're unpacking why real estate has a branding problem, why personal branding both helps and hurts agencies, why many agencies accidentally become talent dependent, and what real estate businesses must do if they want scalable long-term growth. Because if your growth depends entirely on individuals, you don't really have a scalable brand. You have a group project with matching business cards. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's start with the obvious. Real estate is deeply emotional. People are selling family homes, buying life milestones, making massive financial decisions, managing stress, uncertainty, and ego all at once, meaning trust becomes everything. And humans naturally trust people before corporations. That's why agents become the face of the experience. Clients remember the personality, the communication, the confidence, the relationship, not the office carpet and the logo placement. That's why agent branding matters so much. But it also creates a dangerous long-term problem for agencies. Modern real estate has shifted massively. Agents are no longer just salespeople, negotiators, property advisors. Now they are content creators, influencers, personal brands, local personalities, and some agents have a bigger social following than the agency itself. They have their own podcasts, their own video style, their own branding identity, their own communities. And honestly, that can work brilliantly until the agent leaves. And suddenly, the agency loses listings, relationships, community trust, referral momentum, market presence overnight. Because the customer loyalty belonged to the individual and not the business. And this is where agencies get uncomfortable. Because many real estate brands think we're building agency awareness, but often they're actually funding individual fame. Meaning, the office pays for marketing, the office creates visibility, the office funds campaigns, but the customer relationship transfers emotionally to the agent. This creates dependency, and dependency becomes dangerous at scale, especially when top performers leave and take their database, their audience, their referrals, their reputation with them. It's like watering someone else's garden and acting surprised when they move house with the flowers. Here's another issue. Every agent markets differently. One agent feels premium and polished. Another feels casual and community focused. Another posts dancing TikToks beside luxury homes with drone footage and motivational quotes. And suddenly, the agency brand is fragmented. Customers no longer understand what the agency even stands for, what experience to expect, what the brand identity actually is. And this matters because strong brands require consistency. But real estate often rewards individuality. And that tension creates chaos if not managed properly. The best real estate businesses are no longer operating purely as agencies. They're becoming content ecosystems, community brands, media businesses, relationship platforms, because attention now drives listings. Agents who create consistent content, build loyal trust, educate their audiences, and stay visible often outperform agents who simply wait for referrals. But here's the key difference. The smartest agencies create shared visibility systems, not isolated personal brands. That distinction matters enormously. You know what's fascinating about real estate marketing? Most agencies think their challenge is lead generation, but often their real challenge is brand architecture. Because when every agent operates like their own business, consistency weakens, marketing fragments, customer experience varies, and the agency itself becomes secondary. And honestly, this is one of the things that we can help you with at the Marketing Factory, because modern real estate marketing is not just run ads and list properties. It's a personal branding strategies, multi-agent consistency, customer trust systems, community positioning, content ecosystems, referral psychology, long-term brand equity. So whether you're a real estate agency, a franchise network, a property group, or a multi-location service brand, we help businesses build scalable marketing systems where individual talent strengthens the brand instead of competing against it. Not random agent marketing chaos, not disconnected branding, not everyone just posts whatever they want energy. Real systems, real positioning, real scalable brand growth. So if you're listening to this and it sounds like you or your agency, please book in a call with me. Because now I'm going to explain why agencies rely too heavily on individual personalities and how they can be incredibly vulnerable over time. And this is the scary part. Many agencies are one resignation away from losing major revenue. And that's not a brand, that's dependency. If one of their top performers leaves, listings will disappear and those clients will follow. Those referrals networks that person built collapses. The business was never truly scalable. And this is one of the biggest hidden weaknesses in real estate. The agency becomes hostage to individual personalities instead of building transferable systems. Strong businesses reduce key person dependency, and weak businesses accidentally amplify it. The best agencies balance personal branding with agency branding. They allow their agents to build trust, build their own visibility, build their local identity, but within a structured brand system, shared messaging frameworks, consistent customer experiences, and a unified umbrella type positioning. Meaning customers trust the person, but they also trust the organization behind them. And that's the sweet spot. And here's something many agencies forget. Customers don't judge brands based on logos, signage, their marketing. They judge them based on the communication, their reliability, responsiveness, transparency, emotional reassurance. Meaning the customer experience is the real brand. And if every agent delivers a wildly different experience, the agency brand weakens over time. The agency's winning long term. They're building those media ecosystems. They're training agents in content creation. They're standardizing customer experience and strengthening that community trust, creating scalable referral systems and building that really important brand memory beyond the individual. Because eventually, the strongest businesses become bigger than any one person. That's what creates longevity. If customers only remember the agent and not the agency, then your business may have a branding vulnerability. Because scalable brands, they require that transferable trust, consistent systems, shared visibility, unified customer experience. Otherwise, every agent becomes their own island, and islands are very hard to scale together. So here's the question I want every real estate business to ask themselves honestly. Are we building a real agency brand, or are we simply managing a collection of personal brands under one logo? Because there's a massive difference. And the agencies that scale sustainably understand personal branding should strengthen the business, not replace it. And if you'd like help building scalable real estate marketing systems, stronger agency positioning, or multi-agent branding frameworks that actually grow long-term, connect with me, Marissa Candy, at themarketingfactory.com.au. Because the strongest real estate brands don't just create successful agents. They create systems successful agents can grow inside of. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.